Good evening, Europe!
A very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Yes, Eurovision might not be happening because of COVID-19. Don't worry. Don't panic. I'll be here to entertain you until 6 p.m. here on Forest FM.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
And this week we're going to start with a belly dance. Of course, we're going to Turkey and their entry in the year 2000. Here is Pinar and the SOS with Yorgunum Unmar. SOS representing Turkey at the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden, in the Globen. Yes, that was the beautiful song, Yorgunum Unmar. You could tell I've practiced a few times, but to be honest with you, I'm a great fan of that song. Coming 10th in the grand final, which they had a grand final back then, and it was a very successful song for Turkey. Certainly the beginning of the 2000s, it got 59 points. Turkey was sort of lagging a bit after they came third in 1997 with the Zeppelin Parker and the Nell, but in 1998 and 1999, it really didn't work out for Turkey particularly well. They had Tuzman with Uzetskinim, that came 14th, and then they came 16th the following year in Jerusalem in 1999 with Tuba Ona and Mustik with Donana, which is a bit of a fan favourite, but it's not my cup of tea, I'm afraid. But that is awesome, which we just heard. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I I am your host, Kieran Aritasios. Yes, sit back, relax. I'm going to entertain you until 6 p.m. Well, at least I'm going to do my very, very best. If you would like to send us a tweet, it would be lovely to hear from you. Send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. We've got some requests coming up, of course. We've got Live and Kicking, Rob's Random Request, and this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. Rob's Random Request will be coming towards the end of the show this week because my husband's very busy cooking this evening. Yes, I am hosting the show at home. Yes, hello, lovely to see you. No, you can't see me. Unless you're looking at your speakers. Ooh, there we are. Right, it's now time to play a new music song. Yes, now this was released about 3 weeks ago. And this is something you probably weren't going to ever think you would hear. But certainly on the Eurovision Showcase. But we're going to play the latest song from Kelly Clarkson featuring Spain's Eurovision entry for 2020 and 2021. Yes, indeed. Yes, it is Kelly Clarkson featuring Balat Canto. And they're singing the song I Dare You, which in Spanish, in brackets, it's got Tireto a la mar. Yes. So we're obviously going through really tough times, all of us, not necessarily just physically but mentally, of course. And the American recording artist Kelly Clarkson took the time to record the song with Balat Canto to tell us to be resilient in these really tough times. She's recorded various different versions of this single, as we're going to hear is a little bit of Spanish here. There's also a version in Arabic, and also in Hebrew, and from what I believe it's in German as well. So yeah, it's interesting. And you can hear this all on Spotify, Apple Music, and online on iTunes. So here we are. Here's Kelly Clarkson with Balat Canto, Spanish representative of Eurovision 2020 and 2021 next year. Here is the song I Dare You, Tirato al Mar.
En un mundo cruel todo está al revés y tu alma se parte. Es una prisión todo alrededor, es más frío y distante. Thank you.
pierdas hoy. Te reto a amar.
Cuando este silencio te dispare el corazón, cuando el miedo apague la ilusión. Oh, hoy te reto a amar.
Te reto a amar.
Human bound, people rolling dice, image on the ground, such a novel life you thought, while knowing nothing at all. Every option old, or the dance he made, they will carry on until the perfect date, she said, while knowing nothing at all. All the rules well known, they mean nothing to me. Everything I'm used to seems to be finally shaped and made up fantasy. Should let go, should let go. But before
Engine with Something Better. That is Finland's Eurovision entry in 2014. Now, next up is a request. Yes, this is from James Brett down the road in Worthing in West Sussex. Yes, he's listening online. Lovely to hear from you, James, as always. And I would like to play your request for you right away. Now, this song was in Finland's national final this year, and it didn't qualify to the shock of, well, didn't become Finland's Eurovision entry, because Axel got that, which I don't mind Axel's song, I must admit, I really quite like it, but I would have loved this, and I miss it when Finland don't sing in Finnish, because I know their language is a bit, oh, I don't know, it's one of those. So it's one of those languages that if you hear it and you're not used to it, it's quite jarring to listen to. And I'm speaking from that, from like my mother's point of view, because my mum's not a vivid Eurovision fan. I mean, she watches it and I, you know, make her watch it most years, to be perfectly honest, as well as my dad. And, you know, they're a bit like, because they're not used to it. But being a, you know, huge Eurovision fan like me and you and everybody else listens to this show, I'm sure that's what it's like, you know, it's a bit jarring, but this song is just wonderful. And James, thank you for bringing it up. It is certainly One of those songs which is going to get you up on the dance floor, I'm sure. So here is Erika Bergman with Chichuja Olina from Finland's national final 2020.
Turha opettaa mua ristiin, jalkojani laittaa. Synnyin syntiseksi, sori jos se sua haittaa. Kun jotain haluaa, se pitää sanoa ääneen. Kultavan valkoisessa jonon ohi pääsee. En taipaa rakkautta, vaan kunnon kosketusta. Ota musta tiukasti kiinni. Kun joku kaunis päivä luoksesi saavun, ei auta vaikka pukis nunnakaavun. Taivaukseen itkis koko Argentiina, jos on elänyt kuin Chichuja Olina. Nautinnon puolesta päähän nostan seppeleen, ja halutessani meet mun eessä polvilleen. Maailman nähdä voi niin kauniina, jos on elänyt kuin Chichuja Olina. Hyväilen alleani, mulla rakkautta riittää. Synes det går for vidt.
suomeen. Viitsu, oh viitsu.
Breaks with video, video. Yes, that is Denmark's Eurovision entry to the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest in Harrogate that year. Yes, presented by Jan Leeming. Yes, and yeah, it was quite an interesting contest. Obviously, Germany swept the board with Ein bisschen Frieden from Nicole, or A Little Peace, if you weren't sure about the German translation, that type of thing. And it got to number one here in the UK, and actually it was the 1,000th number one in the UK that in 1982, Nicole Bisschen Frieden. Yeah, so quite a milestone for a Eurovision song as well to get to number one back then. But then they did quite often back then. I mean, you had in 1981, the year before, Bucks Fizz, Making Your Mind Up, obviously number one. And before that, Johnny Logan, What's Another Year? And long before that, it was with the Brotherhood of Man got to number one with Super Kisses for Me, of course, in 76. So, but it was a long drought until we had a number one again in the UK for a Eurovision winning song. The closest, I think, was in 1987, when Johnny Logan came back and won with Hold Me Now, etc. So there is a bit of an interesting fun fact for you. I'm sure it'll be good in a pub quiz at some point. Right, but poor old Denmark there in 1982, predicted with video, came 17th with only 5 points. Yes, it was indeed second last. Finland ended up getting 0 points. That year, it wasn't the greatest song, I must admit. It was Koyo with Nuku Popelinim. Yes. Anyways, I probably murdered that Finnish pronunciation. Okay, we need to move on quickly. Yes, as we're swapping segments around this week, just to spice it up a bit, why not? Let's go and play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. It is now time for Live and Kicking. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. Now, we are going to play a song from the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest in Jerusalem. Yes, and this singer performed this song with the original backup voices, Sebi, who sang Nina, and a few of the other girls behind her. Yeah, see where I'm going. She performed this on Icelandic television on Friday night on the show Sjónvarp. Yes, and it is Selma. She came second with this song and performance. Here is Iceland 1999. Selma with All Out of Luck.
Yeah.
try, we fight, we fall. It's alright, that's life. Oh, life.
We wipe those eyes and then we rise, that's life.
Oh, oh, life.
Even when the rain is falling, even when you hit the bottom,
The Mummers with Move. That was going to be Sweden's Eurovision entry for 2020 before it got cancelled. Anyway, moving on. Right, it's just gone 1:30. It is now time for This Is Per Usual.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
Yes, and your news is dated Sunday, the 10th of May, 2020. Now, in an interview with WeWee Blogs' William Lee Adams, Samantha Tina, who was going to be representing Latvia this year at the Eurovision Song Contest with Still Breathing, yes, not very good, for what we're going through at the moment, she has said in her interview with William Lee Adams that she is ready to go to Eurovision 2021 if she's been picked internally, but would turn down a entry into Supernova National Final next year. So we will have to wait and see what Latvia does next year. Little Big, who were the entrants for the Eurovision Song Contest for Russia this year, have released a brand new single, and it's called Hypno Dancer, and you can check it out wherever you get your music. Davi Freyja, who representing the Iceland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, or at least was going to be, has won Songcheck, which is the German preview show for the Eurovision Song Contest. So this means that Iceland's entry for this year, Davi Freyja, has won both the Finnish, Austrian, and now the German pre-shows. So it looks Iceland, if they went to Eurovision, could have won this year. CYBC, which is the Cypriot national broadcaster, has confirmed that the presidential palace in Nicosia will be illuminated for Eurovision Europe Shine a Light this coming Saturday, 8 p.m, and it will be broadcasted live here on BBC One, also on Eurovision's YouTube channel. And finally, the Greek broadcaster ERT has confirmed that the Acropolis in Athens will be illuminated to show the solidarity with the rest of Europe and celebrating the Eurovision Song Contest, bringing Europe together on this time of great sadness, but solidarity with the rest of the continent.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Doredas from Moldova. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song,
My Lucky Day.
Enjoy!
Hello, this is Sara Aalto from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Monsters. Enjoy.
This is Lukas Meyer
and Gromy.
We're from Poland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song,
Light Me Up. Enjoy.
Tell me where to go.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
They say, and who
rude and charming. Yes. Leslie Roy representing Ireland at this year's contest, which obviously isn't happening. We try and not do this disclaimer, but story of my life, of course. Right, great song for Ireland, and I think that would have done Ireland really proud, at least. I'm not sure if it would have qualified, but I'd like to think so. I mean, dare I say it's modern. You know, it sounds like something Taylor Swift would have released, but probably around about 2013, maybe not in 2020. I don't know. I'm not really a aficionado. You are. Yes, you, with your lovely ears, listening to this show, of course. So if you want to get in contact with the show, please do follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, a new segment I'm debuting this week. I'm going to share with you two songs from a national final which didn't make it to the Eurovision Showcase. Oh, it's a song contest. It's going to make it to the Eurovision Showcase. Yes. God damn it. Yes. And basically, I'm going to give them what they deserve. Airplay on British radio. Indeed. So here is a segment that I call National Final Gems. Yes. Maybe I need to think of a better segment name, but if you've got suggestions, please let me know in the details that I've just told you. Right, okay. Now, my first one has to be, to me personally, the biggest injustice in Eurovision history. Yes. Now, I'm going back to the UK National Final. 2003. Yes. The place where Gemini won with Crybaby. Yes. And thanks to the voters in Scotland and Northern Ireland and Northern England, this qualified to go to Eurovision in Latvia that year. Of course, Gemini with Crybaby would end up getting nil point in Riga. And Terry Wogan, the late great Terry Wogan, said, well, we better send a gunboat. Yes, and it all got very hairy and really embarrassing for us UK fans. Because basically the 2003 contest I thought was outstanding. Outstanding, though I wasn't a big fan of Reynard's Kappars from Brainstormers, but one of the hosts, he was, I don't know, found him really snarmy. But anyways, enough of that. I want to talk to you about lovely Emily Reid. Now, she's still about, you know, she's a singer that you can book and perform at any event that you may have, like a birthday or a wedding or anything like that. So she's available, and she lives around in the Surrey area, so she confirms that she can come down to the south of England. Which is technically the south of England, but down to Hampshire, Dorset, and the Isle of Wight, of course. So if you'd like to check her out, then please do emilyreedsinger.com. Yes, and I've got one of her albums, and it's awesome, it's awesome. But I want to play you the song called Help Me. This should have represented the UK in 2003. It came second in our national final. So here's our first song of National Final Gems. Here is Emily Reid with Help Me.
sakte, lättje, gerettet mieta. Akte prävje, dejtje, bejede, bälje, ledälje, bälje, ledäsnje.
A World Full of Battles. That was sung by Jon Henrik Fahlgren and Anina from Melody Festival and the Swedish National Final in 2017. Which, to be fair, there are so many songs that year at Melody Festival and that could have won, and they ended up picking Robin Bengtsson with I Can't Go On. I'm not the greatest fan of that song, I must admit, and he's a lovely chap though. Consolation Prize was really, really good the year before in 2016, and then you also had his one Take a Chance on Me from this year's Melody Festival, which was actually really quite good as well. The one he ended up going there, I found it really slimy. Again, you know, it's just me, probably reading into it far too much. Now it's time for some classic Eurovision, and we're going back to 1963. Yes, all the way back. And we're going to hear the United Kingdom entry, which ended up coming fourth. Here is the wonderful Ronnie Carroll with Say Wonderful Things to Me. United Kingdom 1963.
Say wonderful things to me. I think you're wonderful too. Say wonderful things to me, especially I love you. They say I was living before we met. All of my yesterdays I forget. Now you are the one that I'm living for. And each day I love you more. So you must say wonderful things to me. I think you're wonderful too. Say wonderful things to me,
people should always believe in dreams. Now all of my dreams, I'm dreaming of you. And someday they'll all come true. So you must say wonderful things to me. I think you're wonderful too. Say wonderful things to me, especially I love you. I'll never hurt you or make you cry. Love will grow stronger as years go by. Forever you'll be the one girl for me. I'll love you until I die. So you must say wonderful things to me. I think you're wonderful too. Say wonderful things to me, especially
Calypso aus Caracas, Calypso aus Rio, und nein, Calypso aus Mexiko, aus Wien muss er sein. Das ist der K und K, Calypso aus Wien, der Calypso aus Wien. Da spürt man hier und da auch Strauss-Melodie. Doch etwas Paprika liegt ebenfalls drin. Im K und K Calypso aus Wien. Im Calypso aus Wien. Der kommt nicht aus Ecuador, der ist nicht aus Spanien. Oh nein, der kommt mir nur spanisch vor. Woher kann der sein? Das ist der K und K Calypso aus Wien. Der Calypso aus Wien. Denn tanzen viele wie die Polka aus Brin. Und manche jodelt noch im Schlaf vor sich hin, den K und K, Loidi, 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 den K und K Calypso aus Wien, den Calypso aus Wien. Das ist der K und K Calypso aus Wien, der Calypso aus Wien. Denn tanzen viele wie die Polka aus Brin. Und manche jodelt noch im Schlaf vor sich hin, den K und K, Loidi, 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 den K und K Calypso aus Wien, den Calypso aus Wien.
That's the very fun Austrian entry from the 1959 Eurovision Song Contest, coming second last, ninth place, with only 4 points, along with the Swedish entry that year, Britta Borg with Augustin. But that was Ferry Graf with Diker und K Calypso aus Wien, which means the K and K Calypso of Vienna.
I thought you were going to say Ferry Across the Mersey.
Oh dear, no, we can't do that. How are you, Rob? Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry for the delay in proceedings, everyone.
Yes, busy boy who you are. I am. Usually good. On a Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Prepping din-dins.
Yes, with a glass of red, but I haven't done that yet.
No, we'll have that later.
Can't go on the radio drunk. Could you imagine?
Perish the thought.
Anyway, right. Kieran, you need my assistance.
I do, yes.
So I believe it is time for...
Mm-hmm. It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, now Rob's got his two hats out.
I do.
Yeah, with little bits of paper inside.
I do, so I've got a year, in my hand already.
Yes, I hope so. You got the right one. Yeah, brilliant.
1976.
Oh, we did that last week.
Shall I choose another year then?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Dear, I'm going to get in trouble now. 1979.
Okay, though, that's fine. We haven't played a song from that in ages.
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia? Oh, were they in 79? I'm sure they were, weren't they? No, they weren't.
Oh, dear.
No, so play again, Rob. Sorry. Another country. At a time when they had a bit of a...
Not
a,
Georgia.
No.
Not Ukraine.
No.
Not Azerbaijan. Problem with drawing these older countries. Bulgaria.
Oh, gosh. We're not doing very well here today, guys.
Monaco. Monaco.
Monaco, yes. Oh, we could play Monaco.
Oh, good. There you go.
It was their last entry until they had their big long sabbatical until 2004.
Oh.
So we're going to play the song from Laurent Vaughan.
Yeah. Notre vie.
Notre vie, c'est la musique.
Your life is music.
Our life is music.
Yeah.
Yes. There we go, Rob. So it didn't do very well, and it's probably why Monaco disappeared afterwards. It only came 16th with 12 points.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Sad times.
It is really sad. So here we are. Here is the last Monaco entry until their huge, big, long break until 2004. Here is Laurent Gonvenir with Notre Vie, c'est la musique. So you take care of yourself. So see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. on the 17th of May, the day before my birthday. Yeah. And we'll talk about Europe Shines a Light. And of course, Eurovision Come Together. The BBC One on 16th of May. Yes, this coming Saturday. It's going to be a doozy. So here's Monaco, 1979. Arrivederci, au revoir. Arrivederci, visla, dobizegna. And I'll see you all very soon. Toodaloo.
Elle est toujours la plus belle. Hey!
online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.